This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs, fun size. If the only exercise you're getting is walking to and from the fridge, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
Producer Paul is also here.
Hi.
These fun size episodes are with you every Tuesday to help you tackle modern life. And we hear from a listener about their slimming angel and slimming devil. So we'll get a voice note from Liam later on.
That's going to be more devil, isn't it? If that's the Liam, I think it is.
I think it is the Liam you're thinking
it
is.
Yeah, great.
And
excited.
And yes. First, though, we got a story.
We do. So we need to help this friendship. So, a woman has recently lost a lot of weight. Her plus size friend has a new job and was complaining about the expense of having to buy new clothes for work, which is annoying. When you lose weight, you have got to change your wardrobe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a cost. The first friend offered her the clothes that no longer fit.
Okay.
So, your friend's lost weight. She's then offering the clothes that no longer fit her. Nice, lovely. Yep. The plus size friend politely declined, but has since told other members of their group that she's upset about the offer.
Oh, no!
So she's taken it personally.
Oh!
Which I don't think it would be in that sense.
It's a, no, absolutely not. Not if they're a friend.
No.
It depends how close they are, I suppose. It's one of those things, and this is an age, I would say also an age thing. Because as you get older, you give zero shits. Yeah. Let me tell you that for nothing. Mm. Say what you want. No one's bothered. But there is, if I think back to 20s maybe even, about how that could have been offensive, or you would just go, oh, they're looking at me in that way, are they?
Do you think
there
might be a little bit of jealousy there as well? Maybe that the friend has managed to lose the weight so that her clothes no longer fit her, but you've maybe not managed to.
And she thinks it's been done with a tone.
Yeah. But then I do know what it's like as you get older and you do lose weight, put weight on, new clothes. I mean, it is expensive.
It really
so
is.
I would see that as the fact that you're saving me money by offering me the clothes that no longer
you
fit.
You wouldn't have taken offence to
I
it.
I don't think I would have done.
Paul,
no.
It's hard for you because you're a man.
Yeah, I think I'm fine with it. So, but context is everything.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It depends. If she's like, oh, can't believe I was ever this size. Do you want some of this? I've lost so much weight.
Yeah, yeah,
this would be like a tent on me now.
Yeah.
You know, then you can be offended.
Yes. But I don't, if they are friends, I can't imagine that somebody would be like that. Too,
I mean, though. I would totally be like that.
Yeah, well, that's because you're a bitch, secretly.
Yeah, it's true.
There are bitches around me. That is the bloody problem.
I don't know. I mean, maybe because it's never happened to me, so I don't actually know what I would do in that situation.
And we would like to say we'll accept free clothes from anyone. So it's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
We did put it to our Facebook community page.
We did.
Kirsty Ann says, I do not see the problem here. The friend is offering to help her save money. I'd be more annoyed if the friend that lost weight hadn't offered me her old clothes, unless she offered it while calling her fat. Oh, God. She just needs to get
over
it.
Yeah, I do get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Louise says, it depends how the friend phrased the offer, but unless she asked, do you want my fat clothes because I'm a skinny bitch now, I think the plus size friend is being oversensitive.
I fucking hope she did not say that.
That's how I would do it.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, yeah. We know.
Check me out. You want these old things?
No longer fit me. Leanne says, I lost 7 stone and let my friends look through before giving the rest to charity.
I love that.
A few folk got some great stuff. There was no pressure to discuss sizes or anything. Take it home, have a look, see if anything works.
See, I like that because you're giving your friends the option to pick things that they think they would look good in. Instead of just taking a bag of old clothes and saying, oh, here, have this. Because everyone's different, aren't they? Different styles and different sizes fit differently. So I think that's a really nice
way to
do it.
I've done it the other way, though. I've taken a bag of clothes, like, to my mum and sister that I am too big for. So I've done it the other way.
Sure, yeah.
I think it works both ways.
Absolutely right.
Samantha says, I was once offended in this way.
Ooh.
My ex-husband's grandmother offered me her late husband's coat in an XXXL to wear whilst I was pregnant. I was a teeny bit sensitive that she thought that I was that large.
You're allowed to be if you're preggers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, God.
A triple XL from a late husband. I mean, there's all sorts of things we could dive into there, which we will not.
No.
Marissa says, my friend and I were at a jumble sale and she saw a dress with tags in a size 20. She went and got it for me. I was defo not offended. And I don't know if that's said with a tone. I've read it with a tone and it might be nice.
My friend, she recently bought me a jumper that's got mama on it because I don't actually have anything that says mummy or anything. And she got it and it's big, like it's oversized and it is big. And she said, oh, I hope I haven't offended you. I just guessed your size.
Mm.
And it wasn't. The fact that she had gone out of her way to buy me something like that, like just that meant more than what was on the label. Like, I don't care.
It actually works the other way there because I've had things bought for me and people don't want to offend me, so they've got it too small.
Oh.
Well, I'll never fucking wear that, but thank you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It can work both ways,
yeah,
guys.
That's why vouchers are always better.
Always a voucher, always a gift card, guys.
Absolutely. Is it me?
Julie now, yeah.
Julie says, me and my sister lost weight together. I was bigger than her, so she gave me her cast-offs and I was well happy.
Yeah. Get that.
Perfect.
I think get that rule as you're doing it.
Yeah.
And then there's not a surprise. And go, oh, I'm skinnier than you. Do you want this big old thing? Timothy says, I have gladly accepted clothes from a colleague who'd lost weight. He'd been in a similar situation to me and knew how difficult and expensive it is to buy clothes
exactly.
when you don't fit into stuff from normal high street shops. I was hugely grateful. Plus the fact that he was now slim. Was proof that it could be done.
That's a great
good
way
attitude.
To look at it. Love
good
that.
Good attitude.
Wendy says it's all about the way that it was said. So,
for example,
you can have my old clothes because I don't need them. They are too big. Lol. Versus, I have a few clothes that I won't be wearing anymore. Would you like to take a look and take whatever you like?
Mm-hmm.
A perfect innocent offer can be taken the wrong way if someone is especially self-conscious. Yeah, that's what producer Paul says.
Mm. Let's not say who's right.
I know.
Okay, Danielle says, I know someone who will not be named that received a massive bunch of clothes off a close friend. But then that friend put weight back on and demanded them back 6 months
later.
No,
you can't believe that.
That's amazing.
That was piss funny.
God, that is ballsy.
That is. It's really
Jeez.
Ballsy.
Once you've passed them down, though.
That's it, they're not yours.
They're not your clothes anymore.
They are not yours. And imagine having to say or put weight back on. And I would like all my clothes back.
Oh, the embarrassment.
No, I'm never.
Oh, yeah, you look great in that Backstreet Boys t-shirt I gave you, Victoria. In fact, I'd like it back, please.
That's mine.
Remember, you can get 3 podcasts from us each week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on Patreon. The Patreon's just £4 a month and the benefits are bigger than ever. There'll be a new sticker available to new Patreons every single month this year. We change it up. March is the brand new I Sail at Margaret's Yacht Club sticker.
Oh, still not over it.
Oh my God, it's my favourite one. You'll also get access to our weight loss certificates, a brand new podcast just for Patreons every Monday, plus the full back catalogue and free spot prizes, including cash too. Just go to patreon.com/secretslimpod or search for The Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's get our next story.
We haven't managed to get our hands on the Bruce cake, which has gone viral. We do have the next best thing.
We do. Producer Paul's wife made us the poll.
Yep. So I've had a look at some other food that's gone viral that we might want to try instead whilst we wait for the Bruce to come into our lives.
Okay.
So Greedy Cow Bakes in London have gone viral for their Korean milk donuts.
Shit,
it's a donut cut in half and stuffed with cream. Mm-hmm. So they're more cream than donut. Mm-hmm. And they do come in a variety of flavors.
The one I'm looking at right here has got a strawberry on it, so very healthy.
Yeah, I have seen these. I think donuts are doing them with Biscoff.
Yeah, do they? Oh, amazing.
They do. It was the donuts factory I went to.
Yeah.
And that we made one.
Did you?
Yeah, you made
one of them?
Yes.
And you've been just gatekeeping that to yourself.
No, I gave it to Matt. I didn't even eat it.
God's sake.
But the amount of cream is just...
Well, yeah.
Your head's in a spin.
They look great.
Your head's in a spin. It's beautiful.
It looks like... are they called an elephant's foot?
Okay.
No.
Like a big stuffed with cream thing.
Yeah, that's more like a massive, like an eclair, isn't it? I think it's a different pastry, though. I don't think it's shoe pastry,
It's like donut pastry, but... with a load of cream in the middle.
I think it's slightly different to it.
It's like open a book. If you open the donut book, and it's that angle full of fresh cream.
Because, Jesus.
I've never had a jam donut that didn't have enough jam in it. You know what I mean? Whereas this has got so much cream in it. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's great. I need one immediately.
We'd have a go.
Okay, well, the next one that's also gone viral is the Flat Bakery in Manchester. And it's been hit online with their pistachio croissant, which is filled with ice cream and covered in pistachio sauce.
Okay, let me just have a look at that. Are you a no for that?
Yeah, no, I'm not down for this.
I would have a go because you can dip the old croissant into the pistachio sauce. Beautiful bit of ice cream, I believe.
Yeah,
on the
dipping
top.
Croissants is quite a thing at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah, right. I've seen a few. That one I wouldn't do.
Okay, no, well, I'll again.
Okay.
Well, I'll take that. Okay.
And then finishing off with Rude Cookies in Glasgow, which sell a selection of beautiful looking cakes and biscuits with some offensive messages on.
Okay, I'm into this.
Okay, so their current Mother's Day range includes cookies that say things like, "Thanks for wiping my ass."
Oh, God.
"Sorry for your saggy tits." And "Sorry my big head ruined your vagina." Unfortunately, all of those do relate to me.
My mum would not want those.
No, I don't think mine would either. But if that's for you, then great.
Yeah, if that is for you, then... Yeah. Would you appreciate that on Mother's Day?
No. I do get it.
Not even the tits one?
Well, I mean, they are all accurate. But I would like something very sentimental from my 15-month-old, please.
Yes, he's not talking to you about saggy tits yet.
Not yet.
Okay,
no,
fine.
No.
That's rude cookies in Glasgow.
Yeah, great.
If you have that sort of relationship with your own mother, which both our mums listen to this podcast, we don't.
No.
We do not. Okay. Each fun size episode, we want to hear about the two sides of your dieting personality. Of course, your slimming angel and slimming devil. This week, it's Liam.
Hi, I'm Liam. When I'm a slimming angel, I have the food shop all placed, all healthy food, fruit chopped up ready to grab in the fridge, salad all chopped up ready to go with the dinners. Slow cooker recipes are a godsend, so as soon as we get back in from work, they're there and it's easy to stay on plan. We track everything that we eat, plus go to the gym about 3-4 times a week.
Nice.
When I'm a devil, what's tracking food? I let the fruit and veg waste away and throw away. Oh. Well, heaven forbid, can't throw the chocolates or cheese away that have another 6 months to a year, so I have to eat them. Slow cookers gather in dust. But my Mackey's points are growing as fast as my waist, especially when it's my 105 sins Mackey's treat.
105 sins?
He loves the Mackey's, doesn't he?
Oh,
absolutely
God.
Loves the Mackey's.
Liam, legend.
I love him.
He's a total
His
leg.
Messages always make me laugh out loud. Yeah.
What I'm worried is, though, that he has now got the taste for making us laugh.
Yeah.
And so I wonder whether he's not really like this, guys. He's just taking one for the team. Lovely. Thank you, Liam. If you are a slimming angel and sometimes a slimming devil, we need to hear from you. Just send us your voice notes on our socials at Secret Slim Pod. And everybody who gets featured on the podcast will receive an exclusive Slimming Angel sticker that are not for sale. They are for you guys only. If you send us a voice note, that's what you get. Right, that's it for this episode of Fun Size. We'll be back with another podcast on Thursday, extra portions over on Patreon on Monday, and more Fun Size next Tuesday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in the game.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.